Hi, everybody. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. And Akashic Wisdom is the program where we talk about the Akashic Records and what the Akashic Records have to say to you, what the Akashic Records have to say to the world. And they are, if you're tuning in and you've got the website up, you've seen that on the BBS website, it says that the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Records, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And so what we talk about a little bit is what are your goals, I guess, and what are your intentions for this lifetime? You know, that can be so confusing. And, you know, we always want to, quote unquote, do the right thing. And we want to be able to really move forward in our own growth. And sometimes we feel stuck. And the Akashic Records can help us feel, or actually give us more information about why we're feeling stuck or what the truth is about our lessons. And you can call in and be on the air with me. Again, my name is Donna Fox, and I've been doing this for, I've been doing the radio show for well over 6 years, and I've been working with the Akashic Records, I would say, for probably 17 years now or more. And so you can really get some insight. You know, I teach classes for people to help them with their lives. I do some life coaching, and you can actually go ahead and tune in. Now, okay, let's see here. Looking for the phone number on the website. And the website, you can call in to 888-429-5471, or you can call in to live. You can call in 530-763-1594, but you can call toll-free with your questions. And just give a call, and we can talk about your soul's intention. If you're looking at what I'm looking at, it says I've got a rerun here of 9/23/2012, and today is 9/29. So I'm not sure how that could be. So give me a call and let me know what you're thinking. I'm not sure why that's up there, but this is a live show, and it says it's a rerun on the website. So I hope I'm on the air. The other thing you can also do is email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, and I will answer your questions on the air, even though we are, I'll read your email and we will go ahead and do that. And I am looking for a little calendar to find out what day the 23rd was, but I'm pretty sure that the 23rd was...
we just switched the website.
On Monday. It's hello?
Yeah, it's fixed.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I just heard from my producer that it is fixed, and we are going to say, here we are, live on Sunday, September 29th. Hello. Okay, good. All right, I feel better now. All right, so today is the 29th of September. I can't believe that September has gone this fast. How about you? Has the time gone fast for you? The time is speeding up, isn't it? Seems like it. Seems like we are moving faster and faster, but we're not exactly sure where we're moving faster and faster to. Is that correct? Yeah. So, what's your deal today? How are you feeling? Are you in the energies? Are you feeling a little off? Are you feeling fantastic? I want to know about your life, because when we talk about your life, we talk about great stuff. And what are the gifts of your life? You know, what makes you most joyful? The other thing, I was understanding something. I was working with a client, and she was trying to work with her teenage child, and she wasn't sure how to inspire her. It seemed like the teenager was more interested in social life and boys than she was necessarily in anything else. And yeah, that's pretty typical of teenagers, isn't it? You know, the hormones are raging, etc. But one of the things that came forward is that this child needed a dream. She needed a dream to focus on so that she would She would focus on being, it would be of a more balancing if she was working on her dream as well as being interested in boys and the social life. So there's a lot of kids out there that are really involved with like sports or drama or different things like that, and or just they have some wonderful interests. And so what's coming forward is that we really need to instill within our children not only the ability, but the desire to dream for better things. Start them early in looking at how they would like their life to look and feel, and help them understand that if you start at the end result that you want to create and work backwards, you'll understand what your action steps need to be. And the same goes for us. I haven't been on the show the last couple of weeks. There have been some stuff going on in my life. You know, everybody has challenges. And we all reinvent who we are, sometimes on a regular basis and sometimes every few years. Well, I am in the process of reinventing myself and becoming more committed to really doing what I love. And what I love is working with the Akashic Records. So I'm going to put this out there and this request. If there's anybody listening that would benefit by having me come to their city to do an Akashic Records lecture or an Akashic Records workshop, I would like you to call me personally. And you can reach me at 216-691-1233. That's my personal, that's where my office and voicemail is. It's 24 hours. You can call and leave a voicemail, and I'll get it back to you. But I am interested in traveling the country, working and doing lectures on the Akashic Records, and doing the classes. I haven't been doing that for the last probably year or more, and so I would very much like to do that again. So if there is anyone out there that has a group or would like to sponsor me into their city to do a lecture and talk about the Akashic Records and open the records of the group and answer individual questions as well as do consultations and set up a workshop where I can teach people how to access their own Akashic Records, I'm very, very open to that. And you would be surprised that I'm looking for hundreds of people. In order to set up an actual Akashic Records workshop, I need 10 people. I like my classes to be smaller so I can work individually with the people, teaching them how to access their own Akashic Records. So I need a minimum of 10 people, and if you're the organizer and you bring in 10 people, you get your class for free. And the same with lectures. The lectures, I would like more people than 10, mainly because they're not going to pay that much for the lecture, and it's really about bringing everybody around and gathering around to understand what the actual energy of the Akashic Records are so they can understand how they can use them in their life and they can understand what it would be like to have a consultation so that they can understand more about their lives, more about how to feel healthy about their lives. Because we all make choices. We absolutely make choices, and some of them are great choices and some of them aren't. And so I am committed to helping people make the right choices for them. You know, many times a right choice isn't necessarily a right choice for everybody in your life, but it's definitely a right choice for you. And that's another thing you need to look at. What are your choices? And for those people who feel there are no choices, I want to assure you there are always choices. And having faith in the divine and that you'll always be taken care of is very, very important. Very important. And it's really important to start doing what you love. Absolutely, absolutely. And I got a beautiful birthday card from one of my kids. My birthday was a couple weeks ago, and they saying that this is my time. You know, this is my time to move on to bigger and better things, to things that I truly love to do. And what I truly love to do is work with the Akashic Records, and I would love to work with the Akashic Records with you. And so that being said, for those people who are listening and would like to have, again, would like more information, I'm going to bring forth a message from the Akashic Records right now. And the way I receive this information is that I said a sacred prayer before we started the show. And whenever I answer a question from someone, the question, all I need is their current legal name and the question. It gets us to the right area of the records. So what I'm going to do is, there are a couple questions here that I have on board, but I'm looking for other questions that are for those people who are listening now. And again, you can certainly dial in and talk to me personally. It's like getting a free reading, which is, it's a bargain. And right now, you can dial in to 888-429-5471. That is definitely a toll-free number for U.S. and Canada. Or you can dial in directly at 530-763-1594. Okay, so what I'd first like you to do is everybody to settle in and get comfortable in their seats. I'm going to call on the light, and I'm going to allow the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records to speak through me. And this is not channeling. What I'm going to do is just repeat what they're saying to me. Nothing enters my body, but the energy is moved over, so the information can't come through. So I'd like everyone to take a nice deep breath. And exhale. Another deep breath. And exhale. And I'd like you just to relax and listen to my words. As I call on the light for the highest good, divine white light surround us. Divine white light flow through us. Divine white light be to our front and to our back, to our right and to our left, above us and below us. Divine white light comes from us, and divine white light comes to us. As we are held in the Holy Sacred Spirit, in the arms of the Holy Sacred Spirit. And I ask that this time together be one of clarity of purpose, healing and wisdom, for the highest good of all concerned. And I ask that I be a vehicle of God's love and light, bringing forth the information in its purity. Namaste. And so normally the question is please bring forth a message from the group for the group. And so tonight, the masters, teachers, and loved ones would like to talk to you about forgiveness, about the world affairs, and about how to get your life back on track. And the first thing they're talking about with getting your life back on track is they're suggesting that you really take a look at your current livelihood. And if your current livelihood is not where you want it to be, if you're not doing what you love, if you're not pursuing what you love, if you're not allowing yourself to do what you love, then it's time to bring some of that into your life. It's understandable that you need a paycheck. And it's understandable that you may be afraid to quit your job. But what is being said is that you can heal your life by walking your path of joy. And so you can call in and talk about that if you like. You can talk about healing your path of joy. So the reason there's a space is because I have to listen to what they're saying. And they want to speak to those people out there who feel that it's too late for them, that they've missed the boat. That there's times now that you can really move into doing what you love, even if it's just 10 or 20 hours a week. It's time to build from here what you love to do. And it can be anything you want it to be. So it can be gardening, it can be singing, it could be anything. And you're saying to yourself, well, am I supposed to make money with this? Well, maybe you will. And maybe you'll just do something that you enjoy so much that it makes the deal, the whole week better. It's about committing yourself to you. And so we would really appreciate it if you would really email us as to what your plans are to make your life better. What are you going to strive to do? What is your dream? What is your dream of what you would like to create or what you would like to do for a living? And that's why I told you in the very beginning that what I want to do is travel the country doing Akashic Records lectures and classes and consultations. And I hope you help me with that. And we have a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hi, this is Pat. How are you?
Hi, Pat. Okay. How are you, Pat?
I'm okay. There's a bit of an echo here.
Okay.
I'm not hearing this.
But
I'm
maybe you
it.
Are.
Are you hearing it? Yeah.
Not really.
Okay. Well, it's just sort of making me a little bit difficult to talk. I do want to say, you know, that gentleman that answers the phone... He's
yes.
the nicest guy.
He is.
He is always, always up.
Yes. He's a lovely, lovely man. Do you want to call back? I know I'm hearing the echo. Do you want to call back and see if you get
him
on the line?
Okay. All right. I'll try. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. So we're going to wait for Pat to call us. and I can't wait to hear what she has to say. And yes, I do have the nicest producer. His name is Don, and he is just the sweetest guy on the phone. It really makes your day and makes you feel really welcome to the program, and that's really important. It's really important. It feels good to be one of his talk show hosts here on bbsradio.com. So I'm glad to be here. But we are talking about joy, and we're talking about what your joy is, what your dreams are. And we'll see what your dreams are. We'll see what Pat has to say. How about that? Okay.
Hello.
Whoops. Whoa, that was loud. Hello.
Hi, I'm back.
I'm glad. Glad you're back. Okay, Pat, where are you calling from?
I'm in Connecticut.
Okay. Is it better?
You've helped me. Yes, it is better. Yeah,
okay.
It is better. Thank you.
Sure.
You've helped me over the years. I called a few months ago after having not talked to you for quite some time.
Uh-huh.
I felt I was making a lot of progress, and it's just been extremely, extremely difficult. I don't know if this is the process of healing, but what you're talking about tonight is I feel like I've run out of time at times. And then when I try to convince myself it's okay, you know, you haven't. In fact, I don't know if I have the energy to, you know, if things do manifest and come together, I feel like I don't have the energy to bounce back the way I used to live my life. I'm trying to be an artist. I do right now animal portraits and oils and working to get a website and hope that it's going to help, you know, bring in money. So you've hit on two areas that I've been thinking about lately.
That's good. That's good.
And
So how can I help? How can we help you here?
Well, originally I was going to call just to see if you could see where I'm at in the records as far as am I on the right track. Things just continue to be so difficult within me. And I'm working hard, you know, to change the attitude. But it's a dark place. It's a struggle.
Yeah. Struggle can be very dark.
Yeah.
Tell me about what your struggle is.
I wake up every day with darkness and anxiety, and it's really day to day. How much can I get, you know, past that and start to be productive? And sometimes I'm not productive until 4 in the afternoon or not at all. And that's what it the way it is day by day right now. And I've lost sort of a sense of reality in a way. And then sometimes I wonder, well, am I losing that because we all are? Our realities are changing so drastically. But I really feel like I'm sort of tripping a lot. And sometimes I'm detached in a cynical way. And then other times I think I'm being shown things to detach because I shouldn't be attached to so much mundane things. So I'm very confused.
Okay.
So
how's your art going? Are you selling it? Are you creating it? What's going on with it?
I'm pushing myself to do it. Today was such a difficult day, and I pushed myself to at least get home and start something. And that helped my mood. I am working on two commissions right now, which is great. I can go a whole year without any. And
uh-huh.
I'm also making myself paint at a farmer's market, which actually doesn't work at all. I can almost ruin a painting by being in that situation. It's just not the right setup, but I'm doing it to make myself get out into the world. I really am a recluse. So as much as that's a hassle, and I risk even ruining my art, carrying it back and forth, I've done it for 3 or 4 weeks right now.
How's
so
it
work?
Are they people
selling?
Are people buying it?
No, no. This is commissioned. It's mainly commissioned artwork. So I'm doing a portrait of, say, a dog from a photograph at the market, a particular commission, say, or I'll take my dog and I'll do a painting. And some people come by and take my cards and ask, but no sales. And that's kind of always, you know, if you're showing your fine art in a situation like that or a bazaar or craft fair, it doesn't really go. People are looking more for crafts, so I understand
right.
that. I'm doing it mainly because the people there are great people.
And do you have to pay for your space?
No, no.
Okay. Well, that's
no.
good.
I mean, they like it, too. They like the fact that an artist is setting up an easel and hanging out with them.
Right.
They support
the first thing that comes forward... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't hear you.
No, go ahead.
What the first thing that comes up just as an idea, and they're suggesting again that they're talking about paintings that are small, not your commissioned ones. Not the commission. They're suggesting you not take the one that is commissioned, because if you could ruin it, you're going to start all over again. That's not going to be good. What they are suggesting is that you do a commission of your own. It's like your own commission, what you would like to paint, and that. There are smaller paintings. Here's what they're showing me. They're showing me a table with a variety of different smaller paintings, like they're using the 12 by 12 or 5 by 7 or smaller paintings, something that somebody could carry easily away, that are of either pieces of nature or animals, of things that have inspired you. They're showing me the painting of a flower, and paintings of different flowers. Like in other words, like they're not necessarily still life as they are nature captures, and that as you're creating these paintings. Even on the spot is what you would do is create these paintings. You know, each one would be different based on your own imagination. And the uniqueness of the paintings being created right in front of them would create a revenue stream for you. Now, again, you're a fine artist, but the reality is that somebody who takes a sample home and puts it on their wall, it's a part of you that's there, and anybody that comes to their home will see it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're suggesting that it's a way of promoting who you are. Now, we understand that you don't like to really be out and about, and they're giving you big claps of kudos for going out there and setting up. But the reality is that you don't want to ruin something that you've worked so hard on, but there's ways of doing that painting that would be enjoyable for the people there at the fair that are coming. I don't know if this is resonating with you at all, but that's one of their suggestions.
Absolute. It's making absolute sense. And, you know, the one, I grabbed a couple of extra paintings last week and I set them up, and the one painting that someone was interested in buying was a little still life of a pepper. So you're right on, and you
right.
got me thinking. In fact, I was doing a cat commission and just starting off the basics because it's too difficult to paint there, seriously. So I was very free, and it was coming out quite nice. So you're also getting me thinking of doing, say, animal portraits, but quick ones. And you're also challenging me to be more spontaneous, which I don't do, and that's a good challenge.
Well, and what they're saying is you could even create a sign that says, and again, I don't it's like how fast we don't know, but how fast could you actually paint an animal? Could you do it in 15 or 20 minutes, or no? I mean, you could, or what could you do in 15 or 20 minutes that would be that you would be satisfied with? Because what I'm hearing is that your art first has to satisfy you before you'll allow anyone to have it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Oh, absolutely.
You have to be 100% pleased with it before you'll even consider anybody taking it or seeing it.
Yes. I'm not happy unless the people take the painting of their animal and look at it and cry and say, oh, my God.
It's beautiful, right.
This is the essence. I mean, there's no other point, really, unless you capture the spirit.
Right. Yeah, and the thing is that when you're talking, and there was like, again, and some animals won't sit there. You know, they really won't sit there long enough. So the idea is that for the person who can't afford a large painting for a commission, but something that you could work on while you are there, that would be, it's almost like their spirit painting of their animal.
Yeah, that's an interesting idea and a real challenge. And certainly,
sure, because the idea
is that
your creativity is ignited by actually working with the materials, the actual paints. There's something that excites you about the paints and mixing the colors. Does that make sense to you?
You know, you just made me realize in what you were talking about earlier and reading your site as I was listening, because of my life and repression, I repress my creativity. Can you help me through the records of connecting somehow to any kind of insight that could help me be brave with my creativity? I've totally snuffed it out.
But the reason you've snuffed it out is because you haven't gotten enough kudos.
Yeah, and I was told as a child, if you do this, you're not an artist, and if you do that, you're not an artist. So I just went into such shame.
And that's still playing
that
in your head. It's still playing in
your
head.
So I do very realistic art.
Yeah. And so the idea here is to begin experimenting with something that's not realistic.
Yeah.
And,
very strange.
Yeah, it's really time for you to start using colors in a bold way. That's what I'm hearing. Colors in a bold way. It's almost like they're suggesting you experiment with painting your emotions. It's like expressing your emotions. It's like, up to this point, all your life, you were not able to truly express your emotions because, A, you were afraid, and, B, as you got older, nobody listened. I mean, they didn't listen as a kid, but but you weren't allowed to. And as you got older, nobody really listened. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Oh, yes. My family loves to roll their eyes.
Yeah.
I talk too much.
Yeah, well, but the idea is, from this point forward, don't give me any ammunition. If you can't talk to your family and have them understand, don't talk to them. I mean, don't talk about the things that you care about. Find your community. Find a community where you can talk, where you can be. But the idea is that they're showing me bold art, something with lots of reds and blacks, or something with bright yellows and greens. Do you know what I mean? I don't know if that's your style or not, but if it's not, even better, because it's out of your box.
Absolutely. It's not my style, but it's what I've always admired.
Yeah. And so the idea is allow yourself to just paint out of the box. Now, are you at all open for taking classes?
Oh, I do take, whenever I can afford classes, yes, I do.
So the next one you want to take is modern art, right? The not the impressionist, but the, you know what I'm talking about. I don't have the words.
Yes,
but
I do.
Not the realistic. You're not going to do a still life. You're going to go to something that's going to be crazy, a crazy art class type thing.
Okay.
You know, that's going to show you about...
Interesting.
Yeah, that's going to give you the permission within the classroom setting that says, be, do, allow.
Yeah.
And it's really about your spirit and your angels coming forward and saying, yay, Pat is really feeling who she is.
Yeah, wow.
And the idea that we all need to step out of our comfort zone in what truly makes us happy. Mm-hmm. We want to step out of our comfort zone. We can always come back to the comfort zone, but stepping out of it can be very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the ways you can unleash your creativity is by going to a class where nothing you can do is wrong.
Yeah.
What a concept, huh?
I'm laughing. I did take a class like that. It was life drawing, but it was all just wild and scribbles and just crazy. And the teacher came over to me after about the fourth class, and he said, "You've kind of had a rough life, haven't you?" He could see that I just was never going to break through with that creativity, with that letting go. He just saw me, and I appreciated the fact that he could see it. You know, he was honest, and it was funny. You know, I watched myself, and that was a while ago. But I can challenge myself again to something like that.
Yeah, it's
interesting. I clean houses here and there, and I've hooked up with a woman who's moved from New York City, who's an artist and a dancer, and she's an abstract artist. And I clean her house. It's just filled with abstract art, very new for me to be around it and to challenge myself to try and appreciate it more than I normally would.
I'm about to give you a very kind of interesting suggestion. Where is your studio when you paint? Where do you paint?
In my home.
Are there a lot of windows in your home?
Yes.
I mean, can people see you from the outside?
No.
Good.
They may be able to see the top of my... Go ahead.
Did you hear what they just said? They said for you to paint naked.
No. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, so okay. All right,
and put your favorite either classical upbeat music or whatever upbeat music there is, and play it loud, and paint naked.
Okay.
It's like
wow.
It's a freeing exercise. It's like you're not painting anything, you're just painting.
Yeah. Neat.
In the middle of the painting, if you want to just dance naked, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And giggle.
Okay.
The reason they're saying all this is because it's about bringing the child out in you.
Okay.
The little kid that was pushed down can now be reparented and brought out.
Yes.
And so painting naked and dancing around and doing whatever you want, you know, make a sky yellow or green or make a sky red, you know, whatever color you want to make a sky. Do you see? Make a tree blue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or don't make anything at all. Just you know, brush strokes or circles or triangles or whatever it shows up as.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, and I would love to get there. I've been working hard and being very patient in hopes that I can get there someday. So this is really helpful. Really helpful.
What they're suggesting is that you commit to do something outside of your comfort zone at least once a week.
I commit.
So start painting topless.
Okay.
Or just in your bra. You know what I mean? It's just the idea. It's about just allowing yourself to feel freer and freer and freer.
I understand. I completely get you. Thank you so much.
I hope this is helpful. Yeah.
It's very helpful. I'll let you know.
I do want to know. Please keep in touch. But there's a quote that somebody just sent me that they're glad I'm live back on the air, and I'm glad to be on the air live as well. It's from Eckhart Tolle, and I think it's Tolle. You are the universe expressing itself as a human for a little while.
Wow.
Great quote. Okay.
It is a great quote.
It's a great quote.
Thank you.
Remember that, okay? We can thank Diane for sending that quote in. That's great.
Thank you, Diane.
Thank you, Diane.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
It's so good to connect with you again. I'll let you know.
Okay, Pat. Anytime. I'm here.
Thank you so much.
Take care, dear.
Bye-bye.
Thank you truly, Pat, for calling and inspiring us all. Every time you call, folks, you're an inspiration to everyone. You think it's just your issue. Uh-uh. It's a universal issue. If it's happening for you and you feel good, you feel you want an answer for it, trust me, my friend, it's an issue that other people are having. And creativity is something that we all want to nurture. You know, we sometimes move into our everyday lives. We get into a rut. You know, you get up, you go to work every day. You come home, you make your dinner, you sit in front of the TV, and it's a rut. And the creativity is somehow just falls from our life. Whether you're an artist or whether you're just whether you're an artist or whether you're a person who likes crafts or whether you're a person who enjoys music, we cannot be slaves to our own depression, I guess that's what I'm hearing. And what that means is that when we come home from work and it's time to have dinner, we have to start doing something different for dinner. Instead of watching television, do something different or have the dinner without the TV and move on to something else. Read a book. Instead of watching television, read for the evening. Instead of watching television, draw if that's what you like to do. Instead of watching television, listen to CDs. Anything that's going to make you feel more like you and more creative. It's really about awakening your brain, and it's about awakening your beingness to receive the energies of the universe. And the TV does not have the energies of the universe. I personally very strongly considering cutting out cable and just having internet. Because I notice it distracts me. And I could be working very strongly in the records, and instead I'll sit down and watch television. And I have to stop doing that. You know, we're all human. We have to start living our life the way it brings us joy.
That's good.
Okay, is that a caller? Hello? Hello? Is there someone there? Okie dokie. Well, maybe that person will call back. So, and I really want to thank all my listeners for being patient with me of not being on the air for the last few weeks. You know, life happens to all of us, and we have to deal with it, that's for sure. And, you know, you guys, whenever you call in, you're such a breath of fresh air for us all. And so I'm so glad you're going to do that. So glad you call in. And again, if you're just listening and you need the numbers, it's toll-free in U.S. and Canada. It's 888-429-5471. And that's free in U.S. and Canada. And or you can call in direct at 530-763-1574. And, yep. So what else is going on in your lives? What else would you like to talk about? I mean, what's going on that you would like to get more insight in? What suggestions would you like for your life? And that's what the Akashic Records can help you with. That's what we're here for. We're here to help you with that. And here's another thing that you folks might be interested in. At the end of October, I am having a workshop, a level one Akashic Records workshop in Akron, Ohio. It'll run Friday night, Saturday, late afternoon, Saturday night, and all day Sunday. So it's and possibly early on Saturday. It might go afternoon on Saturday and then all day Sunday. So it's a level one Akashic Records workshop. And it's here in Akron, Ohio. I've got hotels all around me. It's a great little airport. You would fly in. You could fly into the Akron Canton Airport. You could drive to Akron. And also here in my building, there they do have what they call guest apartments that are available. Now, whether they're available that weekend for people to rent, I don't know. But if that's of interest to you, please let me know. And you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. If you would like more information on the workshop, just put workshop in the subject line, and I'll be glad to get a hold of you. Again, info@akashicwisdom.com. We are going to be doing a level one workshop actually, that's Halloween weekend, I guess. And then we're going to do a level two in November, the weekend after Thanksgiving. So it'll be like that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday after Thanksgiving. We'll be doing a level two here in Akron. And a level two, you learn how to access the records of other people, the land, and animals. So, but a level one is a prerequisite. So if you're at all interested in any of that, please let me know. So that's what's going on there. So the lectures that we put on for people give everyone the history of the Akashic Records, and then every group has its own energy, and that's what happens is the Akashic Records read the energy of the group and bring forth a message specifically for that group and take questions, and it's quite a nice evening. It's typically 2 to 3 hours, and everyone that goes away gets something as a bit of wisdom for themselves. So, again, if there's anyone out there that has a group that would like me to come and speak, if it's a large group, that's great. If it's a small group, again, we really want at least, 20 to 25 people at the lecture. But for the class, we only need 10. So that's that. And you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, or you can call me directly at 216-691-1233. Okay. So let's see what else the master's teachers and loved ones would like to, us to talk about. One of the things that's coming forward is there evidently are people that are thinking about changing careers, changing jobs, and they would like to let you know that you can find that having a real strong intention about what it is you truly want to do will have a better impact on your job search. You know, some people are just looking for a job just to look, and what I'm hearing is that it's going to be real important that you move into getting a clear picture of the type of position you truly want. And it's going to be also very important that you not just take anything. And I get the fact that money is an issue, or can be, okay? And I just want you to know how important it is that you really get clear about what it is you truly want. You know, this is a song I sing pretty much every week, but for whatever reason, you folks need to hear this, and you need the support of it. So I just want you to understand that I'm here for you. Somebody, I think, is calling me on my cell phone that I can't answer. I can't answer the cell phone right now because I'm on the air. So, you can call me at 216-691-1233 and leave a message for those people who would like to talk to me right now. But we have to overcome our limiting belief systems. We have to move forward and really create our own personal internal map of reality. We have to really look at who we are and what we want. There's so many people who want to help people, and there's so many different ways you can help them, but you have to first understand how you can help yourself. Very, very important. So it's getting close to the time for me to sign off, and we do want to say thank you again, Pat, for calling in. And I want to just say that I'm not sure if this week is when I have somebody off after me or not. But it's important for you to be kind to yourself this week as well. Anybody who's in the Columbus, Ohio area, on the weekend of, it's Columbus Day weekend, I will be at the Veterans Memorial Center at the Universal Light Expo, and I will be there. I have a booth there, and I also will be speaking. I want to say it's at 11:30, and so it's either 11:30 or 12:30. I don't have it in front of me. But the Universal Light Expo is actually, I think it's Universal Life, LIFE. Expo, and you can Google that, Universal Life Expo, Columbus, Ohio. And if you're driving distance or you feel like it's a great expo, they have, I think, over 300 booths and over 150 speakers, and it goes for 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, which is Columbus Day weekend. So if you're off on that Monday, come on to Columbus, Ohio, and come meet me. I'm going to be near where the monks are, where the monks create this wonderful chalk mandala. And then at the end, they gather it and people take it with them and throw the and make a wish on that chalk and throw it in the ocean. or we don't have an ocean here, so it'd be the lake or the river. So the Olentangy River is in Columbus. So it is 11:55 here in Akron, Ohio, and it is time for me to sign off. And I want to tell you, I so deeply, deeply love you. Thank you so much for being a part of my life and listening to BBS Radio and on Akash, with Akashic Wisdom. And please email me your questions. Email me your, if you're curious about the workshop, or let me know, call me. And so thank you for your well wishes. And they, I've got people emailing me saying thank you for being live. Well, yes, I am. I'm glad to be alive too, and I'm glad to be live on this show. And I want to say, we're going to close the records, and I want to say I hope you have a wonderful miracle filled week. And we're going to close the records, and we're going to say we want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you'll all join me in saying amen. And may you all look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine, for you truly are a part of the universe. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.